This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Afternoon Show, broadcast number 26 for Friday, August 18th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures continue higher on Friday, finishing the week with five consecutive days of gains. At the final settlement, the November canola contract adds $5.30 at $800.50 per ton, and the January contract is up $5.10 at $806.20 per ton. An analyst says for canola to maintain its momentum, it needs the nearby November contract to close above $800 per ton. There's support from gains in the Chicago soy complex and European rapeseed. Declines in Malaysian palm oil are adding some pressure into the mix, but small upticks in crude oil prices are being supportive. The Canadian Grain Commission reports declines in producer deliveries of canola as well as exports for the week ending August 13th. However, totals for those categories along with domestic usage after 2 weeks into the 2023-24 crop year already far exceed their lackluster numbers from a year ago. The canola market is looking towards the next monthly report from Agriculture and Agri-Food Canada, and especially the production report from Stats Canada on August 29th. The Canadian dollar is lower on Friday afternoon, with the loonie falling to 73.8 U.S. cents, compared to Thursday's close of 73.94. Although the markets largely ignored the Russia-Ukraine war this week, the latest developments are attracting some notoriety. In the United States, the Corn Belt is soon to get the hot, dry weather that has been forecast throughout the week. The trade believes that corn should be able to withstand the coming heat, but the soybeans may be much more vulnerable. That could be determined next week as the Pro Farmer Crop Tour gets underway. Rotting off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are stronger on Friday. The November contract jumps 23 cents at $13.53 per bushel. October soy oil climbs more than a third of a cent at 65.87 U.S. cents per pound. October soy meal rises $8.10 at $392.70 per short ton. Corn is higher as its December contract gains 7 cents at $4.93 per bushel. Oats are slightly higher with its December contract tacking on 1.5 cents at $4.61. The U.S. wheat complex is stronger, with Chicago December advancing 24 cents at 6.39. Kansas City December gains 19 cents at 7.61. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis December adds 13 cents at 8.17. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Friday, August 18th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.